Let's just
Gerby
get.
Gerby keeps texting me.
Let's start.
Who? Okay. Damn.
I got an email from name.com.
Oh, okay. What do they say?
They're celebrating Pride Month with .LGBT and .gay. Oh,
we should yes. get. No, we should get
come
that for
cumtown.
Cumtown.gay.
I'm sure. Okay, go buy it. I mean, I'm sure it's like
how much?
This isn't going to be abused at all.
Yeah. .gay. Damn.
Mike Pence.gay.
Yep.
That'd be good.
Adam Friedland.gay.
No, I don't know why you would say that.
That one's getting snatched up.
I don't
the
know
second
why
this
you would.
Goes
I don't.
Out.
I don't think that'd be a URL
email address.
Anything.
Jewish at Adam Friedland.gay.
For who? For me?
That would
for
be,
anybody?
That would be
for an admin
awesome.
For the Jewish admin of my gay website. Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that somebody hasn't already bought AdamFriedland.gay.
Ugh, I gotta buy that. I gotta turn around when I get home and buy that immediately because someone's gonna buy it.
You literally do.
No, there's no way that there's not anyone else who listens to the show that doesn't get name.com emails.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I'm willing to bet no one has bought it yet.
I hope so because I'm about to buy it and then it's gonna be my official website.
That is funny.
Yeah, just check out my website at AdamFriedland.gay. I'm not gay.
Do they have .trans?
They should.
Yeah, what the hell?
It's a four-letter extension, yeah.
Bathroom.trans. Nick at bathroom.trans.
Admin at bathroom.trans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need a lot of them, dude. We need fucking poly, bi.
No, I don't want to touch poly.
Stavros.bi.
That's me. I was at Target. I was at Target, and they have like a separate section for gay clothes now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I was at Target like 2 days ago. They have like a Pride Month section now.
Oh, you guys were both in that section, huh?
Yeah, we were. I mean, at different
checking
times.
Checking out that section.
Just checking it out. We were shopping
who's hanging
at.
Out.
We were browsing at Target.
Mm-hmm.
You have to browse the items.
Anyways, that shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's like imagine you like were in a coma. You went in a coma 8 years ago. You wake up and you go into Target, and then it's like, just fat mannequins, and then it's like gay people have their own section now. They're like, this is. Incredibly.
Yeah, they have fat mannequins.
Progress.
There's somebody, yeah, it's like somebody should be fired for this.
We're
celebrating the Brown versus the landmark Brown versus Board of Education decision at Target by introducing a blacks only section of the store. Stock up on the latest Kool-Aid flavors and watermelon themed t-shirts in the blacks only section.
At Target.
Target.
Separate but better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking
what does
hilarious.
Pride mean to me? It means being sold imagery from the gay pride movement 40 years ago.
That's right.
In a separate section just for gay people.
What did they have in the gay clothes aisle?
There's rainbow shirts and shit.
Gotcha.
And fucking lot of leather.
Nothing fun.
Harnesses.
A lot of harnesses. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
One of those dildo chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, a leash and a bridle.
A leash, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For some horse play.
That would be good.
We've now been doing the podcast 3 years because I remember Pride was, when we first started the show, it was Pride Week, and I went, and there was that old black lady in the wheelchair masturbating.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's a great story.
It's a great. Everyone
salute to her.
She's like the guardian angel of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just beating off her old crusty pussy, yeah. The gay men.
She has a gay son named Guardian Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guardian Angel Johnson.
What's the last name?
Johnson or something.
Johnson, yeah.
One of those fucking names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was it? It was Pride Week, huh?
It was, yeah.
Wow. 3 years. Our baby's a toddler, a gay toddler now. If you're born during Pride Month, you have to be gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to raise your child gay.
That's your star sign. You're rising homo. I'm gay cancer rising homo.
My ass is in Mercury.
Oh, yeah. And that just means you put a thermometer up your ass?
This is interesting. Your chart is in Freddie Mercury, but while... Your star sign is Venus razor that you use to shave your asshole.
There he is. Damn, dude. I love astrology. So fucking real, dude.
It's so sick.
Are you into astrology now?
No.
No.
No, it's fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah, but I mean, so is like math and.
Oh, of course. Yeah. All sciences. All proven sciences. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid.
I didn't say astrology wasn't real. I said it was gay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It is funny to me how, like, I wish, I don't wish I was born in, like, the 1400s, but, like, scientists were just loud idiots back. Like, they had the dumbest theories about shit.
They were like barbers. Yeah. They'd like do, like, they cut your hair and
the
surgery. Surgeons
were like, blacksmiths.
Yeah. It was like they were mechanics.
Whoever had scissors.
Technicians. Yeah.
But also, like, the theory that, like, flies came, like, from rotten meat turned into flies.
Yeah.
Was like a big not ass that scientific theory.
Attracted flies.
Spontaneous generation.
Yeah. Yeah. So funny.
And bloodletting.
Dumbasses. I would have known better back then.
You wouldn't have let people put leeches on you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, whenever my dick isn't working.
They still
like,
use leeches.
Whenever I get
do
a
they?
Headache.
Yeah. Leeches are still used in medicine.
No, they're not.
Yes, in Western
certain,
medicine?
Yeah, in Western medicine. There's certain things that leeches are used for.
Like what?
Look it up. But, yeah, I know they still use leeches.
I would... If your dick can't get hard, you make a leech suck your dick, get all that limp dick blood out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
put in fresh blood.
You get a guy. You put the leech on the hard on a hard dick guy,
and then you
drink his blood.
I think that's worth it. Yeah. I think that works.
I would take a capsule of some hard dick blood if it meant my dick was hard.
Like in pill form?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to actually drink blood, but if it's like in a gel capsule, and my dick gets hard.
No, I'm into drinking blood and like goth kind
goth
of shit.
Goth vampire yeah. play.
Vampire shit.
Yeah, I love Twitter because it's like I just saw you could just randomly end up on like a weird OnlyFans,
mm-hmm.
and there was some girl's account that was like succubus sucks your drains you of all your life force.
Yeah. The use of leeches in modern medicine made a small scale comeback in the 1980s after years of decline with the advent of microsurgery.
Classic 80s.
Microsurgery. They were doing surgery on your dick in the 80s, Nick?
Congestion can arise due to inefficient venous drainage. Says. Leeches can reduce swelling in the tissues and promote healing. They are used to help restore circulation after microsurgery to reattach body parts. So if your arm gets cut off and they fucking put it back together and they have to suture all like the, I don't know, capillary or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they use leeches for that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for those motherfuckers.
They get rid of varicose veins. Yeah. I mean, they make use of them.
Shit.
Yeah.
What happens if you do put a leech on your dick?
It sucks the blood out.
Mm-hmm. For you, it would double the size of your dick.
Oh, yeah. Leeches are nine inches
full
long.
Of chocolate.
Stop. We all know the truth.
I said my dick was 4.5 inches.
He's on the record.
Give me that. Give me a 4.5 inch dick. It's bigger, by the way. Everyone listening, it's not 4.5.
I'm including the leech in the measurement.
The leech is not included. Damn. What other old-fashioned techniques they still got around, dude? Wooden dentures? Still get those? Bespoke dentures?
Ivory.
Ivory?
Yeah.
Well, you can't. It's illegal to trade in ivory.
That's why Adam's family does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They own slaves. They rape. And
would you get tusks? Just straight tusks instead of like your little
like walrus tusks?
No, like elephant.
Yeah, that shout out. That's so funny that some of the Jews went to Africa. They're like Israel. Yeah, that's pretty good, but it doesn't feel oppressive enough.
That's completely the wrong timeline. I'll let you stick with that.
What happened? Need now is to come up with propaganda to change. The
no,
story.
That's not what
Perhaps
happened.
Perhaps something about a
Israel
timeline.
Did not exist at the time.
Perhaps we could come up with a timeline. So you're saying at the time no Jews thought that Israel belonged to them. That's like
so
a modern.
There were Jews living in Palestine at the time, but it had nothing to do with Zionism.
Yeah, so
people didn't go to New York because of Zionism.
Yeah, Israel. Nobody thought Israel belonged to the Jews until 1947.
Good delis. Yeah,
that's not what happened, folks.
Wait. I've always heard that they were there first.
1948 was when it got.
Doesn't everyone think that shit is theirs, though? Jews have thought that forever. Everyone thinks that shit's theirs.
Yeah,
no, he just revealed that it's a modern thing after they got tired of going to Africa.
No, that's not what happened.
He just said they got tired of going. The timeline is they got tired of going to New York and Africa.
That's not what happened.
They needed something dry.
Yeah.
A drier climate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dry in the Cape Peninsula.
Israel?
No, where my family moved in Africa.
That's what I mean. They got tired of the humidity of New York and Africa.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
So they wanted an arid climate for their various rashes.
Yeah, they love deserts. That's why they love Los Angeles and, mm-hmm. and Vegas. Las Vegas. Yeah.
Not so much Florida. That's humid, I suppose. Yeah,
they love Florida.
No, they don't. That's
yes, they do.
That's Italians. They stole it from the Italians.
No, they didn't.
They moved to New York and they tried
they
to
love Florida
to
more than they love Vegas.
They're like, maybe we can just trick people into thinking we're Italian.
That's not true. What happened.
When you get older, it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
When they're not as virile.
They went to Africa around the same time Jews were going to Ellis Island. It was like the part of the same immigration out of Eastern Europe.
Why'd they pick Africa?
I think there's like some family legend, which I don't think is true, that they got literally on the wrong boat. But
you know the real reason.
All of the Jews. No.
We got on the wrong
boats.
All
right, Nick. All the Jews in Southern Africa are from Lithuania.
Mm.
It's like only Lithuanian Jews went there.
Really?
But yeah. So, and then I guess they went around the time, like the early 20th century, like just part of the time where there was like pogroms and stuff they needed to get out of Europe.
Yeah. People really have been fucking Jews up for quite some time.
Yeah.
I will give them that.
Yeah, thank you.
Everyone keeps fucking your asses pretty bad.
Yeah, it was we rode that victim shit for a while, but I think we kind of lost it with Israel.
Israel and Dan, who's the guy from Nickelodeon?
Oh yeah, Dan Schneider. Yeah.
Dan Schneider,
Weinstein and Israel.
Yeah.
And Bernie Madoff.
I gotta say, Weinstein, Perlman and the guy I just said, Schneider,
mm-hmm.
a weird mix. They covered all the like sexual predator.
Oh, bases. Pedophile,
gay pedophile,
straight,
yeah,
pussy eater.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
So Jewish perverts have range. Jewish sex criminals have
yeah,
a lot
it's,
of range.
Yeah, it's really fucked up when they pigeonhole.
Yeah, they think you just molest kids.
Yeah, you're like, it's not only kids, you know.
Come on, man.
It's also, we eat actresses' pussies in the Four Seasons.
We jack off into plants.
We jack off into plants. Yeah.
How about a movie where Harvey
also
Weinstein.
That guy, Les Moonves is also Jewish.
Jewish?
I didn't think he was.
Not Latino?
I'm pretty sure he's Jewish, yeah.
You thought he was Latino?
Moonves?
Yeah, it sounds Latino.
Bam, 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 bam. You don't hear Moonves and think like a guy playing like the mariachi, like in a mariachi band, shaking that shit?
I just thought it was a weird name.
Moonves?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fucking Latino guy to me.
Why?
Moonves.
Yeah, but it's V-E-S.
Yeah. Born in Brooklyn to a Jewish family.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all fucking Jews.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they do control Hollywood. Mel Gibson was right. I'm sorry.
What's Mel up to these days? He seems like everyone keeps getting mad.
He's making the
new
movie
about
the
history of Africa.
No, he's making the new
around the turn of the century.
Yeah, he's like
focusing on one specific ship.
He's like, boys, I got it. I'll make it where the blacks are the victims. It's the true story of how Lithuania used the Jews to infiltrate Africa.
No, it's not what happened. Based
on a script by Adam Friedland. As
Whoa.
Heard by Adam Friedland.
No.
Called The True Story.
Would you develop
called
that
The
movie?
Wrong Boat.
The
quote
Wrong
unquote.
Boat.
Scare quotes.
So, Mel Gibson was just in the Craig Zoller movie, Dragged Across Concrete.
Hold on, real quick. Would you write a movie where Mel Gibson plays your great-great-great-grandfather?
Yeah, but a Jew.
But a Jew.
So that's like him saying sorry.
Yeah, but he's the villain in the movie.
Mm-hmm. No, well,
he should play. Mel Gibson should write a movie where he plays like an elderly Hasidic man that's hate crime by blacks in Crown Heights
mm-hmm. during the riots in the 80s.
It's him just trying not to be turn racist about it.
Right.
Even though he continually is harassed and beaten by black teens.
Yes.
Yeah, but he won't say it. The movie's called I Won't Say It.
Yeah. Just say it and we'll stop.
Yeah.
Just
I can't do it.
I refuse.
I refuse to use that word. The painful history of that word. It carries so much weight historically. I think I would write that.
That's a good movie.
There's like a really just intense scene in the movie where he's shoved and $15 worth of locks end up on the sidewalk.
Oh my, that's what breaks him?
Yeah.
And he cries. These animals
crying on the street.
It was one thing when they beat the shit out of me, but I just wasted money on smoked fish.
Mm-hmm.
My beautiful smoked fish.
A lot of that happened in the Holocaust. It was a tragedy.
Oh yeah,
the camps and the chambers. Like we all know that story, but the spilled fish.
The spilled fish.
The pounds you would not
of
believe,
locks that never was consumed. Believe. That just was allowed to go bad.
Yeah, they like grabbed everyone out of their ghettos. The delis were full of locks.
That's
just
so I love that scene in Mouse where the dad's like, "Oh, that guy's a Schwarzer," and he's like, he's hating on some black guy,
mm-hmm.
and then the son Mouse is like, "Dad, you were in the Holocaust."
Yeah.
He's like, "So?"
Yeah, so?
I hate black
people. That's my prize.
Yeah.
Because I get to say it. Yeah. Don't you see what we're up to now? We get a get out of jail free card for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. That's why Eli Wiesel, another sex pest on that list.
He touched the girl's butt when he was in a wheelchair.
You'd be better at Monopoly, a put-in-jail free card, where you can put another player in jail.
They should add that.
Yeah.
Should hit up old Milton Bradley.
It's just called Sir Stop Resisting, the mm-hmm. Sir Stop Resisting card,
mm-hmm.
and you can
mm-hmm.
use it on anyone.
Yeah,
and then
it's true.
Sir Stop Resisting, and then the body camera.
How about instead of Monopoly, it's Gene DiNapoli.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's a Gene DiNapoli-themed Monopoly.
I would
Monopoly.
Love that.
Hey, Gene DiNapoli here for Gene DiNapoli DiNapoli.
DiNapoli.
It's Monopoly, but it's Gene DiNapoli themed Monopoly.
And it's every piece of real estate.
It's just going out of
different parts of Yonkers.
Severely underwater.
Different parts of Yonkers, except what's the most expensive one? Broadway and
Park Riverdale.
And Park and, huh?
Park and Broadway.
Oh,
Park
you're Broadway. Asking him. Yeah.
So the most expensive one for him would be Arthur Avenue, probably.
Riverdale. Yeah.
And Riverdale. Where's
in the
Riverdale?
Bronx. It's like above, like right across the river from like Inwood, Washington Heights.
So Riverdale and Arthur Avenue
like
are
nice.
The two expensive ones. And everything else is different parts of Yonkers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Arthur Avenue nice? I guess it is.
No,
nice.
But it's Little Italy. It's Bronx, yeah. Little Italy.
They got good sandwiches.
I went there recently. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the boardwalk on Atlantic City is like the
sucks.
Nicest. It's just the boardwalk.
Yeah. It's worth a lot of
under the boardwalk.
Money.
Adam was getting sucked off, okay. But it was a man, mm-hmm. not a woman.
Adam sucking some cock.
Adam sucking some cock.
Under hey, that's my wife.
That was
little respect.
That was actually the first draft of that Soprano scene.
Mm-hmm. Bobby they didn't Bacala know
was
who
like,
I
hey,
was.
That's a gay child I have sex with from Las Vegas.
No, David Chase did not know who I was.
The opening scene of Soprano.
I would have been flattered.
Was Tony going about his day, and he's driving, and he sees Adam just going about his business. And mm-hmm. he's like, what the fuck? And he's just so viscerally annoyed at Adam and his presence.
Yeah.
He overhears Adam saying, I think Scarlett Johansson would like me.
I think she,
While wearing Crocs and pretending that that's like a personality.
I'm not wearing Crocs right now.
But guys, look, I'm wearing Crocs. Isn't that
I don't
hilarious?
Do that. Sometimes in the house
isn't
I wear Crocs.
Isn't this hilarious that I've got one of the most popular types of shoes in the world on?
I've never done that. I've literally never done that.
Isn't this hilarious?
Do you have Crocs?
Yeah, I wear them in the house. Like slides or something. House mm-hmm. shoes.
Isn't it hilarious that I have these?
So Tony's mad.
I think
at him.
Scarlett Johansson would love my shoes. And then Tony crashes his car.
Oh.
And Carmelo's like, what's the what the hell is the matter with you? And he's like, I saw a faggot.
Really?
That
was the original opening.
And then he has to go to Melfi's office.
I think they made good changes.
And she's like, this faggot you saw.
Now, Tony. This homosexual child you saw?
What about it? What about him made you so angry? My dad would bust guys like that up back in the day. You can't do it anymore. They get to have their own radio shows now. There's no respect for the old neighborhood. Guys like us.
Damn.
Yeah.
By the way, and you were on this early, but the Sopranos house is still up for sale.
That was not the Sopranos house. I found a house that looked just like the Sopranos house. And I was like, I was like, I want to buy the Sopranos house. And then a week later, the actual house went
in. West Caldwell, yeah. Right?
How much is it?
People don't understand, it's $4 million. I'm tapped into the system.
You are.
You know, I can see things.
That's crazy.
Before they happen.
I thought that was
there's
the Sopranos
that other thing,
house.
Too. Some lady spent $40,000 on chocolates.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
who
like
did?
2 weeks later. I don't know, some bitch. It was
really?
In the news, yeah.
She was listening to the pod.
Fucking respect. Who is that woman?
I don't know. I got an electric eye.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, do so. Say some shit about, I don't know. What do we need? What's a technology that could save the world?
No, that's not going to happen.
No?
That won't happen at all.
But if you say it, maybe it will, dude. If we've made the Sopranos house and we've gotten this bitch to buy $40,000 worth of chocolates, maybe find out a type of hallucinogenic that you take and it makes dick meat grow on the
side
of your
dick. Yeah,
I
had a feeling you were going to say that.
The sides, though, not longer, thicker.
Okay.
It just fills it out.
But it's a hallucinogen, like too, so you trip, and then after your trip...
You wake up with a bigger dick.
Your dick is bigger?
Dude, tell me that wouldn't rock.
Well, is it a scary type of trip?
No,
or
it's awesome.
It's a fun
Well, you don't know. It's like any kind.
You know, yeah, you got to strap in.
You got to strap in.
If it's like a scary one where you're like, everyone I know hates me.
But if you wake up and your cock is meatier...
Yeah.
It's worth it. And then if it's nice,
if it's like a salvia trip, salvia is the worst.
I like salvia.
Really? Did you have like a full, like, out of body?
It was awesome.
It was
I felt like I was a fucking...
It gave me a headache for like 6 hours afterwards.
That's happened to a couple of my friends. My brother and my friend took it and they hated it. My friend said he thought he was dead and that he was a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that people were reading him and closing him and shit. But I felt like I was on a big-ass mountain, and I was a fucking conquering hero.
Oh, everything, my old roommate who gave it to me, his head turned into, like, a house, like a talking house, like Pee-wee's Playhouse vibe.
My friends turned into, like, cars.
Yeah.
Their whole bodies were little cars.
Yeah.
It was tight. I liked salvia.
It was fine when you're tripping, but then, like, 90 seconds in when you realize you're tripping, it sucks. It's like, I just want to go back to normal.
Not my experience at all. And then it's over in 6 minutes or whatever.
It's less than that. It's like 2 minutes.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
You ever do salvia?
No, never.
Never?
Never once.
Wow, dude.
It's legal.
That feels like some shit you would have gotten into when you were, like, 13.
No. I tried smoking once. I didn't do anything because I guess I didn't hit it right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to like hold it in or something.
You gotta extra hold it in, people say.
Yeah, you don't remember exhaling it.
Can you still get salvia?
Yeah, I think it's like legal. I think you can get it online or like at a head shop.
Dude.
I'm scared of hallucinogens at this point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't. Actually, that's not true. Because I was about to say I won't do mushrooms anymore, but I've been doing like a little cap and stem kind of like just like microdose, and it's very fun. If you're out on
how
the town.
How often do you do that?
I did it in Toronto a couple months ago.
You
just
smuggled
like when
in
we were
drugs?
Out. What?
You smuggled in
no,
drugs?
No, like a friend of Dosh's who lived there, like, gave me a cap.
Nice.
And
when's the last
great.
Time you did hallucinogens, Nick?
Years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the last time I did mushrooms, it was like, I just felt like okay about not freaking out.
Mm.
And it's like, that. I need a different feeling than that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You don't want to feel like
LSD
the
is
test.
Like, I always laugh a lot and have a great time. It's like very joyous.
That I do feel like gives
mushrooms
me headaches.
Can make me depressed.
Interesting. Whatever, man. We should go back to salvia. You're afraid your brain is too fucked up?
Loco.
You think it's
no, it's just I don't think it'll like benefit me in any way. Like it's just going to be shitty and then.
Yeah.
Whenever I do acid, I feel like it benefits me in some way. Like, I feel like I think about something in a different way.
Yeah.
What do you think about in a different way?
Last time I thought about empathy. Seriously.
Funny.
It's gay to say it out loud, but I really did. I thought about, yeah.
That's pretty tough.
And then I was like, okay, I should, like, focus on considering other people's feelings more.
Loving my fellow neighbor.
Yeah. Thinking about how something I say makes another person feel, and not just trying to say
it. You need acid to do that?
No, but you think about your life from a different, you know, point of view for a couple hours, and then you're like, oh, this like that's like a thing It's interesting to think about. And then
the last time I did acid, I was like crying on a bench across from a fucking church. And
why?
My neighbor saw me. I don't even know, man. I was having like beautiful thoughts. And I was like, I love my mom. I started crying. And my neighbor walked by. And he was like, hey, man, what's up? And I was like, hey, Pedro. Like, what's up, dude? He's like, how you doing, man? He's like some fucking friendly-ass Brazilian guy. And then he sees me. He's like, what, are you meditating? I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Meditating. Please go.
Does he not know what meditating is?
I don't know, man. He's foreign.
Get hesitating.
I was get hesitating. Mm. Pedro sucked my dick.
You got a head from him when you were on acid?
From my neighbor, Pedro.
I've never tried to get hard on acid
hey,
before.
Hey, man, you mind if I suck your fucking dick or something?
Hey, I see you're listen, over here crying on this park bench.
Listen, you know, I just saw you just chilling and stuff, and I was wondering if I could, like, maybe suck on your dick. You know what I mean? I don't want to, like... ruin your day or anything, but if I could like suck on your penis.
Yep. And I was like, well, of course. My friend just texted me, you know, I'm on acid. I'm thinking about empathy.
It's okay. I mean,
I want you to suck my dick.
I want to both suck on your penis and kill myself at the same time. Like, it seriously is no big deal if you're not into that, but I got a gun already. If you could just put your penis in my mouth and I could blow my fucking brains out.
Wait, how would he do it?
He puts. What do you mean?
My cock is in his mouth, then he goes gun on the top of his head. Yeah, Aren't you supposed to shoot through your mouth? Or you're not supposed to do that?
I mean, let's not pretend like there's not room for both in there.
Oh, that's what if my cock gets shot off?
It won't.
I'm scared.
Well, he could aim like a little bit like towards the tip.
And what if when he blows his brains out, he bites down hard?
If it's like a 9mm?
I don't think I'd let my neighbor suck my dick and kill himself at the same time.
Yeah.
I'd let him suck my dick, I guess.
That would be really, really... just disgusting.
Yeah.
To see it happen. Especially while you're getting your dick sucked.
Yeah.
I think it would be pretty metal.
It would.
It would be metal. That is true.
It would be metal. Mm-hmm.
That's how Rob Halford gets his dick sucked every time. Yeah.
Dead. Police show up. You're like, what are you doing? You're like, just having a really good time.
Just listening to Dokken.
Yeah. I want to have a really good time getting my dick sucked, listening. They're like, oh, you're from Norway? Yes, yes. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, never mind, guys. This guy's from Norway.
Just a Norwegian surprise.
He's
in
a
here,
black
guys.
Metal guy.
Yeah, no, this is just what Norwegian people do.
He's wearing that white and black face paint that almost looks like ICP, but not really.
Yeah.
He looks like someone was wearing ICP, but they were crying.
Uh-huh.
So Norway's either death metal or like sexy ass blonde bitches.
They're not even that hot, dude.
No?
Yeah, they are.
Norwegian women, though.
They look good.
No, I've known a couple of Norwegian women. They're not all fucking like... Yeah, not all Scandinavians are like tall and blonde.
Everyone says that they're tall
they're
and
not.
Blonde.
Well, for the most part, they are.
What do they look like?
A lot. Like, there's a lot higher percentage of tall blondes.
So what do the fucked up ones look like?
I don't know.
Kind of mousy hair, boring faces.
Gotcha. They're not hot like us. I'm pretty fucking... I want to go over there and just...
It would be cool.
That's what we're missing, dude, on the fucking... on the pod. Because we have a Southern European.
That's true.
An Eastern European and a Western European.
We need Northern.
We need a Northern European to complete the white
Western
nationalization.
Yeah.
We need a Scandinavian.
The pride of Western civilization. Scandinavia.
Well, I Googled Norwegian women, and these women all seem to be hot.
Well, there you
well,
go.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying.
I mean,
to,
but they probably the government would make the SEO or
the government
whatever.
Puts these women in jail.
Why? For being too hot?
Something like that.
For their pussies being too juicy?
Yeah.
What are they? All right, Scandinavian women.
Do you
women.
Remember there was that thing like in like Ukraine or something? They were like, I don't even know what it was for, but there were these protesters called the Femen. Who were like hot chicks that would just like run on stage at like government events
with their tits out. Yeah, I do remember that.
But I don't know what they were protesting for, but I think they were brave.
Are they pussy? Yeah, they are brave.
And,
more protests should be like that. Honestly, dude, when you if you then Google Scandinavian women tits, it gets even better.
Yeah.
So just a little
Okay, that's a we can check that out.
A little fucking note.
Damn.
Have you ever been to Norway or any of that shit?
No, I've never been to. I don't think I've ever been to mainland.
Just call it Whoreway. Yeah. I'm gonna stack them sluts up.
Oh yeah.
Prop. Damn.
Fold them like a fucking.
I'm talking about like a Costco for sex.
Mm-hmm. Whoreway.
You know, I'm strolling through, trying out the samples.
Yeah.
You got a nude bitch next to a tiny microwave.
Warming up her pussy.
Yeah,
every
let me
time.
Just suck on your other nipple. No, I know they're the same, probably, but I just like samples. Ma'am, there is no line.
Ma'am.
Okay, you just walk up and take what you want.
It's horny anarchy in
Did
here.
I ever tell you about that bitch at Costco that yelled at me that one time?
No.
No.
I used to go with my friend. He had a membership, and there was like, I would just, you know, like,
of
just
course.
Eat the samples, because there's no rules.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit.
No.
And so I'm standing at this one place talking to my friend, eating all these mini taquitos, and this fucking
You're supposed to take one.
This just nosy bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not an employee.
Not an employee. This fucking nosy bitch that just goes, she's like, she walks up and does that dumb, like, nosy fat woman thing where she's like, well, I guess I will try one. It's like, I watched you walk all the way.
Yeah, you
just don't pretend like your
it.
Fat fucking ass doesn't want
well,
to
Well, I think that's a fine.
Oh, ooh.
I think some
what
people,
is this?
You know, yeah. Some people really are surprised
I've
when
never,
they walk
I've
by
never
a sample.
I do that too.
Sample
I do what
before.
That lady does.
I can't, yeah, I don't even, just, you know, zero confidence to, yeah. You know, just be yourself and
just,
eat the fucking
yeah.
thing.
Clean out.
And then so she sees me eating them and she looks at me and she's like, you know, and tries to like get a noise in thinking that's going to have any effect. And then I continue talking to my friend and eating them. And then she goes to walk away, like does a double take, looks back. Goes to walk away again, then shakes her head and turns around and comes up to
she
us.
She just has to.
She has to.
It's her. She can't
this,
help herself.
I put this up, Susan, you always say you're going to say something. Yeah. Today's the day you
yeah.
do it.
She's like, you know, you're really only supposed to have one or two, guys. And then I just like immediately took another one and started eating it and went back to talking to my friend. And she is furious, storms off, and I see her like 15, 20 feet away. Like yelling at her husband, who's with the shopping cart, pointing at me, and the husband looks over and he's just like, "All right, I don't." He just does not give a shit at all.
Yeah, of course not.
He
yeah.
just fucked up his day. Honestly, yeah. He's gonna have to bear
no,
the brunt of it.
No, he fucked up his day
by
his 10 years
his
prior.
Life, yeah,
by busting inside.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's got good pussy. We don't know.
She might. That shit's a trap, though.
You
Venus
never know.
Fly trap.
Some tattletales have good pussy. That's what they don't tell you.
Uh huh.
That's what you're not ready for.
Well, that's how they get married.
How do you get to that point in your life, 40 years old, tattling on people?
Because your life sucks dick.
Yeah, and it's boring.
It's just like the only control you ever have in the world is
just
telling some
people around
some guy in sweatpants who's clearing out the fucking sample rack. Who is you are being a dickhead.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're not supposed to eat like 10.
Yeah, you're Why supposed not? To have one.
That's part. You pay $50 a year for the fucking membership.
It's not even your membership.
I don't care.
You I'm are supposed
friend.
To have one. She's right. But
first of all, no, suck my dick. It's a catered event shopping.
No, it's not.
No,
you can't tell me that's genuinely for people who are like, what the fuck is a nacho?
It is literally.
That is not what
it is. It's literally
no.
so that you can be like,
oh I've never
good.
Had cookies in my
yeah,
life.
No, but I've never had this type of cookie. You don't know what samples
a
are
A chocolate
for?
Chip cookie.
Some a different.
No, it's not a red. No, we're going to go to Costco right now. I guarantee you they got fucking like cheese filled tortellinis on sample.
Well, maybe I haven't had that brand.
There's out of your mind.
I haven't had that
specific
kind
of
No. Stop is right.
Maybe they're better than
fucking. Then they say, oh,
why don't they do
it's
that
an
in
aisle
every fucking grocery store.
They don't have the ability to do that.
It's a catered event.
It is not a catered event.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, sure. It's a bit of a like a little treat.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows on some level that you're correct.
Yes. If you're at an hors d'oeuvre like fancy cocktail party, do you have an entire tray? Or do you wait for the guy to walk past, you take one, and then wait for him to walk past you again?
No. Nick is correct in that. Under the fucking guise of
I
you're
get
sampling it to try a new product, a different brand of something you're familiar with.
Yes.
Sure, you know what cookies are, but you don't know what like Tate's is, for example, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guise. in reality, they're just doing it as sort of a nice thing for their customers to have a little fucking snack here.
Literally, the only reason people buy a Costco membership.
No, it's not. It's for the value.
$50 a year, and you save what?
Like for 10, what, motherfucker?
$10 off 400 batteries.
How is that worth it? How is a couple taquitos? By the way, they only do it on Sundays. It's not every fucking day.
It used to be every day.
I think they do less samples every day, but on Sunday there are more sample trays.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so in your estimation, it is worth the thing not to save money on wholesale things, but to go and get a microwaved fucking chicken fajita every once in a while.
As many as you want. As many as you please.
And their food court is the fucking best deal in the game.
That is true.
$1.50 for a dollar and a for a hot dog and a fucking
and those
soda.
Fucking chicken bakes, maron.
Chicken bakes are fucking slamming, dude.
You guys can't see it, but I'm getting my dick sucked by somebody right now.
I used to love the big pretzels there.
Big pretzels are great.
Big pretzels are great. The combo pizzas, you have a couple amazing. Of, best couple slice in the city, I said.
Walking around. Before the main event starts.
That's true. Listen.
I love the food court.
And listen.
And it's also like, what's the argument? I'm an asshole because it's like, well, those could have gone to somebody else. And it's like, they're just going to fucking make more. That bitch has to stand there making those all day long until shift's end. And it's there's no way I'm going to, it's not like I'm going to eat 7 boxes of taquitos.
They're always so nice to the sample ladies. Yeah. They're always also like, they're always really nice old ladies.
Well, that's because they're fucking rushed. They're flown in from the killing field.
No, they're not. They're like always American.
Woman that just got her glasses back.
No. Costco actually takes really good care of their customers.
Their customers?
Or their employees.
Really?
Yeah, true? Yeah. They give like full benefit packages.
Really?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm just saying everyone I've seen has been like a Filipina.
Yeah. Well, okay. The argument is the same for people that aren't supposed to like, you're not supposed to like wait till the end to switch a lane. You know what I mean? If everyone went about samples the way you did, Nick, yes, there would not be any
It would
samples.
Be anarchy.
And look, I'm just saying, you're both two different ends of the fucking
I'm just saying, yeah, she's
spectrum.
A bitch for
she's
saying
anything.
She's
a dumb bitch, of course. But you are also abusing the Costco code of conduct.
No. Yes.
The unspoken agreement.
Stavros is right.
The unspoken agreement. That, listen, you get one, you get two, maybe you get three. If you walk around.
Three if it's very good.
If it's very good and you do one lap.
And you say, I want to just
can
one
I just
more.
Have another?
Yeah, yeah. Just you another. Know? And then they give you a little
it's
wink.
Social. It's social.
It's etiquette.
It's a social contract. That's
yeah,
the only,
I agree.
That's the only thing keeping us from
no,
slipping
people are,
into.
People are, here you go. What you need to know about Costco's free samples. Two words. Unlimited samples.
What's that from?
Yeah, who wrote that?
Who
the
wrote
Costco
it?
Fucking website. What else did they say, man?
I fully admit to spending at least 2 hours to clarify this statement, and yes, it seems true. Numerous sources and numerous anonymous workers and customers on Reddit have said that Costco's free samples are unlimited. Yes, unlimited. Employees
Wait,
aren't allowed to enforce a limit
Reddit.
On treats. So yes, you can go to town
oh,
on
they're not
snacks.
Allowed.
Just... yes, they're not allowed to enforce a limit on treats. So, yes, you can go to town on those free snacks. Just make sure you watch out for this one-store policy next time you're at Costco. So now let's see what this is.
What is it?
If a fat bitch tells you to stop, you have to.
No, I mean, she's a fat bitch. Fuck her.
What's the one policy, man? Now I'm invested.
Oh, it's their no-questions-asked return policy.
It's the best policy in the world. Makes me feel alive.
Really? No questions asked.
You can return anything.
Like a gallon of milk?
On food, it's like a little dicey. But if it's like off or something, most definitely.
Nice.
They'll take it back.
But not allowed.
But it's like kind of pathetic to bring food back.
Of
it like
course.
Feels shameful.
I've never. It's that Seinfeld episode where it's like fruit is a gamble.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you can't return fruit.
You can't return it.
But Kramer wanted to. Interesting. Well, now I got to go to Costco. Can we wrap this up?
Honestly, I got my fucking membership burning a hole in my pocket right now.
Damn.
I just got my car. It's fixed finally.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm trying to get some fucking toilet paper and paper towels.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can take Racine.
No.
To Costco.
Never again. So you can go fucking snitch to the Cumtown Facebook group. But when I told him, I said, do you want to go to Costco? I have to buy a suitcase. He's like, and then he took up most of my cargo room in the trunk with his suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking snitch. I thought culturally you're supposed to hate rats.
Oh, that is true.
CBS News. Money saving.
Nick is still on it.
Costco hacks, fill up on free sample. This is CBS recommending.
That's an insane.
If you're trying to save money, just go eat all the free samples.
Well, you have to have a membership.
You have to understand that's an insane.
No, it's not insane. This is society.
Who wrote that?
This is fucking CBS News.
No, dude. It's probably their CBS local shit, which is just some bullshit that anyone can write.
CBSNews.com. Costco hacks, money-saving tips, tricks, and deals. Just fill up on free samples.
You're going to bring your fucking family to Costco to have dinner? Is that what CBS News wants you to do?
Yes.
My family used to do it.
What other Costco hacks?
During hard times.
Yeah?
Yeah. We used to go eat meals as a family there.
I did used to get fucked up off those samples. As a little fat boy.
I love it.
And by the way, as a little fat boy with fat chubby cheeks, you think they're limiting my samples?
Well, they used to fuck with me.
Fuck no.
They used to fuck with
me
as a little kid.
They want me to have more.
And say, like, we need your parent or guardian's permission.
That
if you
true.
Caught, like, a bitch, like, a That's snack
true.
Lady.
That's true.
She'd be like, you need to be with your parents. I'm like, I just ran away from the cart because I want these fucking pot stickers.
Yep. Well, Lil V would always allow that.
Yeah.
She was a rubber stamp on me getting samples. Oh, I guess it's because for allergy purposes.
Yeah, if you're allergic to peanuts or something, yeah. It makes sense.
Costco actually has a policy to encourage vendors to give out unlimited samples.
Oh, it's the vendors taking the hit. That's why Costco doesn't care.
So don't be afraid to go back a second or third time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
that's reasonable.
Yeah.
Reasonable.
I'd say fuck both of you dumbasses. This is why both of you pretend like you're socialists. You don't even understand how it fucking works.
Oh, socialism is the Costco free samples?
Yes. To each according to their needs. I need more fucking samples. Give a fuck.
Damn, dude. Okay. Listen,
you enforce arbitrary rules out of etiquette. People should go wanting because because of the way it looks. You're more concerned with the optics and maintaining the class structure of people who can go afford their own taquitos and those who don't want them for the whole week. They just need food now.
Right.
And they're going to eat all these samples.
Yes.
You guys are siding with this dumb bitch coming
over.
Trying to play police officer.
No, we're trying to. No. We're not with this vigilante. Absolutely not.
No, fucking adult hall monitor.
Yeah, we don't want. She'd
been an employee who was in the wrong, you would have sided with her.
If she'd been an employee in the wrong.
Anyone snitching, I will not. I will not.
If she'd been an employee.
It was being a tattletale.
If she'd an employee that said, sir, it'd be like cool if you only took a couple. You would have been on her side. Even though we now know that there's no policy for that, and I could have reported that woman and had her jailed.
No, here's the side I'm on. Because I know you, and I know when you definitely took more than what you wanted, what you needed.
No.
Yes.
That's impossible. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm not going to fill up on taquitos.
Advocated for.
I probably had seven.
Seven? And they're not a full taquito either. They cut them with scissors.
Seven's too many, man. For the good of the populace.
I think so, too.
That's all I'm saying. Listen.
I needed seven.
You did not need seven. You could have had three or four.
No. Why? Why go?
That would have satiated you.
No, it wouldn't have. I'm telling you, I needed seven. I took what I needed.
No. That's why, you know what? You're right. I'm not a socialist. It's better in theory. In practice, we got guys in probably Mountain Dew pajama pants at the time. Where was this? Here or in Austin?
No, it was in Maryland.
Oh, in Maryland.
Yeah, it was in Gaithersburg.
Oh, okay.
It used to have, I think it's a Sam's Club now, but it used to be a Costco.
I used to have a Costco by my high school. We'd get lunch there. When we were allowed to get off-campus lunches.
Off-campus lunch, bro.
Remember that?
I used to sneak out, skip class, leave art class early.
Go to Costco.
Go to Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Ooh. When Chipotle was new.
Then we lost off-campus dining because some kid got in a fucking car accident. And they were like, now the whole school can't do it. Some fucking asshole. Yeah.
That sucks.
Idiot.
Damn. I do want to go to Costco, though. Look, man, I'm just saying, I feel like you probably overtook the taquitos.
No. Absolutely not.
How many?
You're the kind of people that say that people should get, well, you shouldn't be able to buy candy with food stamps.
I never said that.
This is both of you guys saying this.
I never
right
said
now.
That.
Oh, the food stamps people, some of them are abusing the system by taking too many chocolates.
I want that. First of all,
when would I ever be that's against people getting access to
essentially the argument you're making.
No. It's about you specifically. That you abuse the system anytime you can. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. You're the outlier.
A perfect system can't be abused.
It's not a perfect. Then there,
but
so,
Costco doesn't.
So you're saying no Costco's not a perfect system because it's unlimited.
It is a perfect system.
A perfect system can't be
abused.
And
I took as many as I fucking needed. And there's still more.
There's no limits.
And it didn't affect their sales. And it didn't affect their bottom line.
What if everyone took that many tequitos?
How does that change the conversion rate?
It would be anarchy.
How does that change?
It would take too long to get a sample.
There'd
be lines to get the taquitos.
Exactly.
You know?
There's a child hungry.
So then they'd have to hire someone else to make more taquitos.
Oh, okay. So now you're also a job creator.
You're creating jobs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Damn. That's a good point. Stimulating the economy by eating more taquitos.
Fucking idiot. Like I haven't thought about all this. As if I haven't considered every one of these angles.
Damn, I'm fucking hungry for fucking
Costco.
Now
I really
want
to go to Costco. Right
I want taquitos, dude.
I'm parked right outside. We can go, dude.
Yeah.
We go to Red Hook Costco. No, it's... Sunset Park.
Park Slope, Sunset Park or some shit. They got one right over in LIC. That's my Costco.
It's a nice Costco.
They got waterfront benches. You can eat your hot dog on.
It's right by the water. Right by the Astoria Park.
What's LIC? Nice. Loser Indian City?
No. Long Island City.
Oh, right.
There's a nice art museum.
There is a city for guys like me. I have just moved to Loser Indian City.
Actually, it stands for
Long Island City.
I will never get any pussy. I have moved there to find the pussy to become on my penis. And now I find that he's not here.
Oh, damn, my apple's in the freezer. Can an apple freeze?
Yes. Absolutely.
Fuck. Hold on.
It's filled with water.
You'd be surprised to find out that most things can freeze.
Bananas can freeze.
What can apples freeze?
People can freeze.
I mean, really.
You can freeze, like...
And you're trying to lecture me on the Costco
man,
system.
No, man, I'm just saying. Like, understanding. Will it freeze solid? Because, like, grapes... No, because grapes don't freeze solid. They still are a little
bit...
Your
understanding of the physical world.
What I'm saying is, can it freeze to the point that I can't eat it? That's what I meant. And I'm sorry for
not
being
clear.
And how is
your apple doing now?
I put it in the fridge.
Oh, you still want it crispy and chilly.
I still want it crispy and chilly.
I like a cold fruit.
I love a crispy cold apple.
Sort of a lukewarm, sort of mealy apple. That's my favorite.
That is horrible.
That's disgusting.
Mushy and kind of grainy.
Disgusting. Are you joking? Please tell me.
He's joking. Yeah, that's terrible.
You never know, man. You have some weird preferences.
I don't actually have any preferences, and I don't know how I feel about anything.
Have you ever?
Except the Costco Ulta fucking...
No, I just say things.
Oh, interesting. You're a chameleon.
You take positions.
Not a chameleon. I'm a. I got a gift for gab.
Yes.
He's a broadcaster.
I'm gabbing.
Yep. That is true.
I did Racine's podcast the other day, and then it's like we're like 30 minutes in. I'm like, well, the problem with freedom of speech, and it's like, I don't want to be doing this. It's like, so why doesn't someone say something funny so we don't have to do this?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, I hate when you get locked into making points.
Yeah.
Which I never do.
Yeah.
I get slippery, dude. Once points start getting made, I'm out.
I get caught.
I'm ghost like Swayze.
Mm-hmm. I get caught.
You do get caught because you want to be smart.
I want to sound smart.
You do.
But I'm not.
And I've given up on that.
I'm actually a pretty dumb person.
I just want to keep the conversation going.
Right. So you could accuse Racine.
We should get Milo Yiannopoulos on this show.
That would be good. Yeah.
And have a real conversation.
We should get a black guy and just... The entire time, pretend like we think he's Scott Joplin for some reason.
Who's Scott Joplin?
The entertainer. We can interview him as if he's Scott Joplin.
Who's Scott Joplin?
He's a composer?
He's the entertainer.
What do you mean, the entertainer?
He was a piano player from the 1920s.
Oh, nice. Yeah. The entertainer, wasn't that a movie? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's the song.
It's also Cedric.
Cedric, the
entertainer. That's the real entertainer.
I would love to get a pod with Ced going.
I'd love to get any of the kings besides D.L. Hughley in the mix.
You're out on D.L.
And really, Bernie's out, too, because he's dead. So I guess it's just Steve Harvey or Cedric.
Steve Harvey must have fucked. Cedric fucked more than Steve Harvey, right?
Steve Harvey had a lot of divorces. So.
Oh, you think he was a serial monogamist?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
You think Steve Harvey was getting side pussy with his wig on?
I saw an Italian guy on the train today. Mm-hmm. Like real beefy, but like only chest and buys.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
One of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he had clearly had like nipple bars, yes. Piercings underneath his like tight white shirt and like, you know, just the freshest haircut. And then a sleeve of Frank Sinatra and his mom.
Frank Sinatra's mom or his own mother?
It's like they're like
a clearly portrait. A real black and white picture.
Yeah, a photo, like a photorealistic portrait of Frank Sinatra on his bicep, and then it looped around with flowers and shit to his mom. And I only knew
the guy's mom or Frank Sinatra's mom?
His own mom.
Oh.
Because some woman was awesome. Like, it was a very nice tattoo. And some woman was like, is that your mom? And he's like, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That's,
he's like, where'd you get that? He's like, I got it in Queens. My cousin, he's an artist.
That's so good.
But I can't imagine a more Italian tattoo.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, that guy is an alien. His trying to pose as an Italian. Like, it's like,
his
we must get.
His mom fucked Sinatra in like 47.
Yep.
During the in-between phase of his career. Mm-hmm.
That's just a beefy guy, little ass legs. The nipple rings do kind of throw me off.
Yeah. That's
the one thing that they were.
Well, I saw the shows the portrait, and I was trying to figure out who the woman was because I saw the Frank Sinatra. That's a on its own. I was
killer.
Like, I got to find out more
respect.
About this guy.
Yeah. Sir, do you have a moment?
Yeah. Then he's wearing a tight white t-shirt, and you clearly see his nipple piercings through the shirt. And it's like, okay, is this, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Just, yeah, he's probably not gay, I guess. Is he?
Well, he's Italian.
He's Italian.
Yeah.
That's true. It's a spectrum.
Yeah.
That's halfway to being gay.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, there's no gay Italians.
Oh, that's so true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about
there's
that.
There's never been one.
There has never been one. Unless they're not purebred.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. If their blood isn't 100% Siciliano.
How many steps are you doing a day?
10 Gs.
Yeah.
At least. Try and go
I
over
do
that.
I seem to be doing that, like, just incidentally.
On a day where you're, traveling a bunch, sure, but there's days where you're just like writing at home or whatever, where you just got to get out.
Oh yeah, I guess I only did 3,000 on Thursday.
Yeah, see,
but yeah, it's like 12,000, 13,000.
I mean, when you go into the city and you take the train, mm-hmm. you'll end up getting some nice steps in.
Mm-hmm.
But I walked over to I like to walk over the bridge sometimes. Like after a lot of times after the fucking show, I'll walk into the city from here, take the fucking Williamsburg Bridge.
Yeah,
it's nice, dude. Get a stroll on.
Yeah.
Elder's got like fucking 35,000 steps in the other day.
Yeah. But is he still fat?
He's looking good.
Oh, good.
He's lost a ton of weight, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's lost like probably 30 pounds at this point. He's like, yeah, looking. And he's so tall that it's like.
It just falls right off.
Falls right off. I'm jealous, dude.
Yeah.
I wish you could melt fat like I just stand near a heater.
I don't have trouble losing weight at all.
Really?
Yeah, as long as I like dial in my diet. I don't even really have to. I mean, I go lift weights, but like as long as the diet's on point, I don't really have to do much. Yeah.
Nah, your boy's got that fucking thick Eastern European woman's metabolism, mm-hmm. dude. Mm-hmm. I'm a stocky little slut.
But do you count calories?
I was for a while.
Yeah. And if you do it consistently and like you're actually paying attention to that shit, I would like. Because there's a lot of fat people that are like. I tried it. I tried everything, and the doctors don't know why. And it's like, okay, so like, how many calories are you eating? Like, I don't know. I have no idea. I did it for 3 days, and then I stopped.
Yeah,
and I started
yeah.
eyeballing things. And
right,
it's like,
right, right.
I mean, if you get a food scale, weigh your shit out, like, know exactly what you're fucking eating. Like, maybe after that, then you can talk like an endocrinologist mm-hmm. or whatever, and see if something else is fucked up. But
yeah, well, they said I'm big boned.
Yeah,
the doctor.
Yeah,
the doctor said my bones are too big because I'm fucking strong.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the bottom half, the top half, I got my bones are normal sized.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the problem is that I'm too stocky.
Yeah.
Is that I'm too naturally powerful.
Yeah.
And so my weight is actually more.
Yeah. And this doctor you saw, was it a doctor or just a man who works at Jersey Mike's?
It was the guy trying to talk me into a monthly subscription to Jersey Mike's. And he told me he was saying
gold membership.
Yeah,
plan.
He wanted me to get a recurring. He was like, "No, bro, I've seen it before. Your body type.
Mm-hmm.
You need this."
Mm-hmm. And so I signed up with their meal plan. I've been doing meal prep through the Jersey Mike's. You know, they give you prearranged meals.
I've never had a sub there. Are they good?
They're okay.
I've only had it once when I was on my way to an open mic. Jersey Mike's is
like, I've gone there a couple of times, and it's one of those places where you're like, oh, I could have just made this at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like curly fries you could literally buy from the grocery store.
It's a step above Subway.
I was in one.
It's hot sandwiches.
I was in one in Los Angeles one time, and I overheard one of the employees like talking to some other guy. This is a while ago, so it was either somebody like a customer, but he's overheard it, and he's like, yeah, actually, it's pretty cool, because we actually got to go to New Jersey.
Is there, like, corporate training?
Yeah. Something like that, but it was just so
they
funny.
Do a retreat in
Hackensack?
That's
awesome, because it's like, there's nothing New Jersey about these sandwiches. These are just the most carry-out bullshit.
It's a fucking bologna sandwich.
It's like a fucking cheesesteak, mm-hmm. which is a Philly. If it's anywhere, it's a Philly sandwich, but it's also
right next to Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, what part of Philly did they get to go to?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Jersey Mike from?
Patterson.
Long Island, New Jersey.
Long Island.
On the fucking island.
Yeah, you know me. Growing up, listening to nothing but fucking Bon Jovi. All the other Jersey shit.
What are some beautiful Jersey bands?
Bon Jovi.
The Misfits.
The Misfits.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramones.
The Feelies.
What are the Feelies?
There's some like...
The Coppa Feelies?
Indie band from the 80s.
Wow, that's fucking... Why do you know that, dude?
I used to be indie, dude. You know that.
You used to be an indie guy?
Yeah. You were punk. I was indie.
I was never punk. I was never punk. You claimed I was rockabilly. I was never rockabilly. I was a classic rock, bro, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw on some... Get the lead out, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Throw on Led Zeppelin fucking 2.
Mm-hmm.
Throw on Led Zeppelin 4.
I was a Zepp boy myself because I was also like gay and into fantasy.
Yeah, dude. They did have some
Lord of the Rings
shit.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
It's tight because it's like about orcs.
Dorks?
Dorks.
Yeah. I love dorks.
Dorks.
They're called arcs, but they're all from Oakland.
Orcs.
Orcs.
Your damn orcs.
Got them fucking teeth. You know what I want to see?
We got them orcs scored.
Lord of the Rings sucks so much.
Yeah,
it sucks.
That shit is garbage. Garbage.
I didn't even finish the series.
But you said you were really into fantasy.
Yeah, I thought fantasy shit was cool.
But did you?
I read The Hobbit.
You just said you loved fantasy, and now you're saying Lord of the Rings sucks.
Yeah, when I was
liked
8,
Led Zeppelin
I liked
because you said this is like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, when I was 8, I thought it was cool, but I was also not smart enough to read like a fucking 4-book, you know, series, 3-book series.
Oh.
That was like what? Like 2000 pages long?
I liked Star Wars. That was my fantasy shit.
That's kind of fantasy.
I wanted to be Luke Skywalker
and
shit.
It's a borderline between sci-fi
about
and
our
fantasy.
Wars? And then the Jedi use soft A, and the dark side is using hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
The Jedi are all like fucking...
But Master Yoda, it feels better. But Luke, you can't say hard R's, can you? Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hard R's.
That's all,
and then they got James Earl Jones to play Darth Vader because he's allowed to say...
Luke, I am a...
No! So would the Jedi all be like, you know, Michael Rappaport type
wiggers.
Guys? Yeah, they're a bunch of wiggers. They're just wearing South Pole.
I would love it if they put like Michael Rappaport in one of those movies. If Michael Rappaport, because that's the kind of dumb shit they were doing.
What? You know, in the prequels?
Yeah, it's like I Samuel was a fan Jackson. Of Star Wars as a kid, so now I want to be in the movie.
Yeah.
Star Wars. And that's how you get Barbara Streisand as a Jedi. That happened.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, everyone remembers that.
It was a mix. It was like a tie-in between that.
Shia LaBeouf got to play Han Solo. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He did for a second, for a frame.
They would play Han Solo was a different actor every time.
That was one of the cooler.
I never noticed that. I thought it was
did.
The same guy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. You don't.
I wanted
to
play Lando's co-pilot because I was a big fan. I was a celebrity too back then.
Yeah.
Not only am I a celebrity now,
but
back
you were
then
at the
I was,
as a
I
child
was,
actor.
At the time, I was also a celebrity.
In the '70s,
they grew up watching Star Wars.
No,
in the '70s,
around 2000.
In around 2001, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that is Adam, episode please. One. It's the first one.
Episode one, as in you got one chance.
Mm-hmm.
To zip your lips.
Before. I will, dude. Psh, 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 psh. Before
hands,
what?
Hands up, don't shoot. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
The police.
That is a good point. Yeah. That is a good thing to bring up.
Hands
You got one chance before we unfurl those weird cone lightsabers that everyone had and put it in your ass.
Which cone ones? Oh, the
toy.
They're
like, yeah. Feels like they should have had a better way.
Those
to do
shits
that.
Used to break.
I know.
You go way too hard on day one, and then your parents would take them away.
Me and my friends used to sword fight with those, and I would get welts all over my body because we would just go nuts.
Just wail on each
just
other.
Fucking beat the fuck out of
just give kids swords to hit each other with.
Yeah, dude, I like the one where it would go zoom.
Yeah, that's the fancy one. That's what rich kids shit. Had.
When I got to play with one of those, I was fucking...
That's when you're at the rich kid's house.
It's good shit, dude. They were probably like $25. The shitty ones were $7.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of them still lit up, though.
They probably still make those. Now I'm getting nostalgic, and I want to go beat the shit out of some kids.
I got nostalgic the other day for that.
Well, dude, we could just paint it like a broomstick red or something.
Yeah.
And then you could...
We would do that, too. We would play with broomsticks, and we would fucking... man, I miss being like 10.
Having an imagination.
Really, can't really get hurt.
Yeah.
We'd take broomsticks, and we would ride our bikes at each other, and then try to...
Joust.
Get him through the spokes.
Oh,
you
damn.
You lock the bike up and you fucking fall off the front of the bike.
That's fucking
and
dangerous.
That was like my favorite game. I love playing that shit.
Did anyone get wildly fucked up?
I got fucked up, yeah. I would go over my handlebars all the time.
Jesus.
I remember
Christ.
One time I was riding like my friend's bike and I tried to surf the bike.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
And I got up on the seat, and then my front foot was on the front, and then my front foot slipped behind the handlebars, and then got stuck in the wheel, flipped the bike, and I like went forward on my face, and some lady was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Shut up,
bitch,
shut up, yeah,
fuck you,
yeah, no, yeah,
that's right, I used the F word,
yeah, it was tight, yeah, you could just fuck yourself up and just get up, and be
kids
fine.
Are fearless,
that's why we need fucking stem cells, dude."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need that good baby shit.
Get back to childhood.
Yeah, I've been eating my own cum.
That's basically stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
If a girl has her period in your mouth and you eat your own cum, mix that up.
Yeah.
That's a baby, basically.
A girl will never have her period in my mouth or anywhere near me.
But if you mix them up,
a girl starts with that period shit, she's kicked to the curb.
She has to be in a little house
outside. No, she's dumped. Welcome to Dump City.
Oh,
bitch.
Oh, you dump every girl that gets her period?
Yeah, the disrespect... Gonna come? You're gonna try and have a period with me,
bitch.
No. You're getting pregnant and then an abortion
every month.
Every damn month.
What about birth control?
Never.
No.
No. I don't
unnatural.
Like the way it fucks with the bitch's juices.
That's
you know what
true.
I'm yeah, I don't yeah. like the way the pussy feels.
I know, dude. I can't stand when the consistency of their pussy juice is different.
Bitch, I don't like the way the juices feel when you're on that medicine.
You gotta get the marinade right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, man.
Yeah, me too.
Don't Jews make women sit in a different little house?
Yeah.
No, they have to go into a bath, like a ritual bath called a mikveh.
Every month?
I think right after their pussies are stopped bleeding, they have to like wash their pussies out in some like jacuzzi. And then you go and then you fuck your husband through a sheet.
Oh, nice.
And that's how...
They got a special pussy jacuzzi?
That's how babies are made. Yeah, it's called a mikveh.
Who cleans that out?
A very lucky man.
How about a movie called Mikveh Parents?
Uh-huh.
And it's Robert De Niro. He's like, "You're going to fuck me through a sheet, Greg?"
Oh, okay. I was confused as to what...
You're going
to
fuck me through a sheet?
...was a pun for.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just... Yeah, so your Jew boyfriend, he bring his fucking sheet to fuck me through?
I have an asshole, Greg.
Yeah,
can you
like,
fuck me through a sheet?
I didn't tell you this prior to this, but my dad was actually in the SS and he escaped. And it's a comedy where Ben Stiller is a Jewish man meeting a...
Who's having his period, I guess?
Yeah, you know. No, that's just all this anti-Semitic shit. That Robert De Niro. Because, once again, in my honest opinion, I find anti-Semitism to be abhorrent
disgusting.
And disgusting.
Yeah. You're outlining a ridiculous scenario.
I think it is ridiculous.
That you would hate to see.
I would hate to see something.
Honestly, it would be funny to see Hollywood try and make that a feel-good story.
Yeah.
It's just like a fucking Nazi.
Escaped Nazi criminal just meeting his daughter's like boyfriend. Oh, a thing you should know about my dad.
And real quick.
His name isn't Anthony Tolino. It's... It's actually Klaus von Sternberg. And he was, yeah, he was, he's from Auschwitz.
He volunteered his hometown, actually.
Yeah.
He kind of took the initiative and built a camp. Mm-hmm. It was kind of a Field of Dreams situation where it's like,
if you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. He's the architect.
Trains just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Train fulls
of shoes. Build it, they will come.
What is that, a breast milking device, Greg? I got another device downstairs in my basement. Maybe I can show it to you. It's from my days in the service. And he's like, your dad tried to drill a hole in my skull and pour boiling water in it. He's just different.
He's Mangala.
Greg, he's just from a different time.
Do you have a twin, Greg?
Yeah.
Do you have a twin?
You have a twin brother, Greg? Can I see pictures of him?
Identical? Identical twin, Greg.
Mikvah parents.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
What are some other things they do?
Interesting enough, that character's name was Fokker.
Gaylord Fokker.
Yeah.
What an awesome joke.
It was a funny joke.
The reveal was that his name was Gay Fokker. Yeah.
Your name's Gay Fokker?
It is. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what the whole movie built up to.
Did you see Seth Rogen apologizing for a joke in like Pineapple Express where he says like, you know how I know you're gay or something?
Oh, that was
That was an improv scene.
No, that was
40-year-old virgin.
That's yeah. Like his first. That was his whole big shit.
Yeah.
Did he apologize?
He's apologizing for it.
For him and Paul Rudd, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry that comedy used to be funny. That I used to, I wasn't susceptible to this.
I'm sorry that I was making a comedy about how society literally was at the time.
Yeah.
That it was of the time and whatever.
I mean, people still say that.
I know, we still say it.
And I will continue to.
That's why we're the only subversive art that's left.
That's true.
Cumtown.
We're basically like the fucking Velvet Underground.
Yeah, right? It's mm-hmm. true.
I'm Nico, the sexy bitch.
I'm John Cale.
I'm Ganondorf.
The Velvet Underground, Ganondorf, Nico, and who did you say, Adam?
John Cale.
Who's that?
Who's the bassist?
I only know Nico and the main guy.
I only know Lou Ganondorf Reed from Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, not
Captain
from Zelda.
Falcon.
Well, I didn't play Zelda.
He was apparently like a big ass pig monster, which is cool. And then they made him his regular form, Super Smash, which I think sucks. I want big fat pigs to get representation.
Wait, no, I did play, what was the one on Wii? Twilight Princess?
I never played that one.
Yeah, that was fun.
I never really got into the Wii.
The one on the new one, Switch, I played for
that
a little bit.
That shit rocks.
And it's sick.
Yeah. The new Zelda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, maybe I'll go
Breath
buy
of
that.
The
you
Wild.
You can ride horses sort of like Red Dead.
It is a little. It is pretty open world.
Country side.
Yeah, Twilight Princess was like that.
Yeah, Zelda does fucking rock. I just wish it was a little more like Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I just wish you could fuck Zelda at the end.
I wish you could get some pussy from Zelda.
Yeah.
What does elf pubes look like?
I would love to get a piece of pussy from the bitch.
Excuse me, I must return this game from GameStop. Excuse me.
I only play M-rated games because maybe you get a piece of pussy from the bitch. E-games are for faggot babies. A baby is anyone who's gay. Did you know that when a baby is born, he is gay because he cannot get a piece of pussy and does not want it? But when you become puberty, when you hurt first grade and you get pubes, because your final height will be 5'1". When you get kindergarten and you get pubes at 7... And you are taller than everybody else, but it's
that's what stopped it was.
That literally happened to me.
Yeah, yeah, well, European, like anybody from another country where the life expectancy is like 35. Because it's like a second grader from fucking, you know, like Estonia is at that point, he should have had a wife and a house.
Yeah.
You know, wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you're hitting 9, 10 years old and fucking, you know,
that's middle age.
Montenegro or whatever.
Yep.
You're already in prison.
You've been working at the asbestos factory for 5 years.
You've been in prison for political thoughts.
Yeah.
For thinking things politically.
For listening to Rage.
Oh, dude, if they got Rage Against the Machine in fucking Lithuania,
mm-hmm.
forget about
it. That would liberate all of these oppressed peoples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just let them listen to Rage.
Mm-hmm. What about, do we get enough mileage out of Zelda's pussy, do you think? Or?
Well, I always thought that Princess Peach was a fucking cock tease in all those Mario games. Even as a boy, I'd be like, you're just trying to save this woman who ostensibly just keeps getting tooken.
But isn't it, that's Bowser's fault, though. It stands to reason.
I feel like
she gave Mario pussy.
I feel like Mario's going through, this plumber is going through, you know, the...
You don't think Mario ever got pussy? He definitely did.
I feel like it's just, there's the promise of pussy. But I always assumed Mario wasn't actually fucking.
I think he's getting head off screen. I don't think they're going to show you.
Well, I want to see it.
It's a children's game.
I
want to
see
it
in
of course the princess is sucking his dick.
I want to see it.
Read between the lines.
He's a plumber. It's called nuance in art, Adam. Yeah. You want them to fucking hand everything to you?
I feel like a plumber wouldn't fuck a princess normally. Yeah, I feel like she would view him as a laborer.
That's part of the whole thing.
It's like in No Country at the end when he checks his boots, and that's how you know he raped and murdered Llewellyn's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's checking his boots for blood and cum.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was rape.
That is true.
Yeah, I think that that's what the implication is that Anton Chigurh had a 6 or 7 hour long rape session.
Thought he killed her, but I didn't know it was rape.
No, I believe he did rape her sexually.
He checked the boots.
And yeah, then there was probably...
I didn't know that.
Spent a long time tied up, wearing different outfits and role-playing.
He was
stuff.
Wearing outfits.
He was wearing, yeah, like
so
a leather...
So the boots are kind of like his fuck boots.
Police officer outfit with yeah. whips and chains.
That he got from the gay section of Target?
Yeah, he was having gay sex in the house.
I watched.
He actually killed it for catching him having gay sex.
I watched this comedy from the 80s the other day called
Top or Bottom.
Eating Raul.
What do you mean, top or bottom? Top or bottom? Well, I don't know how to pick if you don't tell me what I'm top or bottoming for.
Just say it.
For everything. You've been topping your entire life. I just don't know it.
What? I don't know, sir.
Well done.
Lucky. Keep that.
Don't put it in your ass.
Don't do it. That's your, don't do it.
That's your lucky butt plug. Don't put that in your ass. What will become just another butt plug, which it is.
Damn, yeah. Dude.
How can I help you, homo?
Is that calling people friend, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I watched this movie the other day, which was like a comedy from the 80s. This woman got raped. Like, in a comedy, she got raped like 6 times. Like, for comedic effect.
I know. They really were raping a lot. But mm-hmm.
That's
honestly,
insane.
Adam.
No, stop it with the.
It's so fun to do.
It's fun. Okay, have your fun. Have your fun. I just like to see you guys having fun. Okay, okay.
What were you saying, Adam?
Sorry.
I was saying I saw this
5 o'clock already? Time to punch out.
It seems like you guys fell asleep, so I might want to say it again. Okay, now you're back asleep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, well, now that you're
sorry,
up,
I'm awake.
I saw this movie.
A giant bubble popped out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was just rape for comedy in movies.
What movie?
This movie called Eating Raul.
Damn.
But
Raul's pussy?
What?
Is Raul a girl with a pussy?
Raul's like this Mexican guy who attempts rape at the end of the movie, and then they kill him.
What?
And then they eat him at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a comedy?
It's a comedy about this couple who
are
like...
Are you sure you were watching a comedy?
No. Yeah, they're like uptight, this uptight couple, and then they like live down the hall from these swingers. And one of the swingers like is drunk at the party and busts into their house and then tries to rape his wife.
Oh, he busts and inside
he
their
busts,
house.
Yeah. He busts in and then the husband
kills
him.
Doesn't sound
him.
Likely. Next.
The husband kills him and then they find out that there's this,
next.
There's this dog food company.
Could you not?
I'm pretty sure it's a comedy.
How about no?
How about no thanks?
How about no,
they
man.
Keep selling corpses to a dog food company that's like making it into dog food.
Oh, like in Wallace and Gromit.
So then she like puts
There's
out
a dog
an ad.
Food company in the movie Wallace and Gromit.
Maybe. Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And the dog turns out to be a robot.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
A shave too close?
Never saw it.
You never saw Wallace and Gromit?
I saw like part of it on a plane once.
Bum, 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 bum. Those are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told the story already about that bitch that looked like Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah, that you fucked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was kind of sexually assaulted.
He was in love with her.
I was not.
You were, yeah. You were previously Adam was, married.
She gave me a butt job.
Adam was in love with a two, an Israel two.
Oof. That's a tough conversion.
An Israel two? I don't know. They got hot girls there, I guess. That's Gal Gadot.
That's the age of opposing soldier. That's the age they'll start killing an opposing soldier.
At. Well, that's
at two.
Yeah. And it's an enemy combatant at two in the Geneva.
right. Under the Tel Aviv Convention.
There's nothing against the law about killing a 2-year-old.
I always thought it was weird that it was called the Geneva Convention.
Why? Because it took place in Geneva.
No, because, you know, lady named, like...
Lady Godiva?
You may imagine a lady named Geneva being like, y'all can't use explosive
bullets.
Nah,
this fucked up, y'all.
Y'all got
me fucked up, y'all be torturing each other and shit.
Y'all can't be putting poison on the swords.
You can only...
I'm sorry, Miss Geneva.
Enemy combatants wearing uniforms.
Yeah. Y'all take the pussy of y'all enemies?
Yeah.
Miles. Y'all can't be taking no pussy?
Miles. Disarm that 2-stage thermonuclear device. But Miss Geneva.
But Miss Geneva, Laotians ain't people.
Good call, Adam, asking if just letting us know that you know it was signed in Geneva.
And that's I just wanted to get that out there so I knew. So people knew that I was smart about war crimes.
What about the Godiva Convention?
It's chocolate.
Well, it's a bitch with naked on a horse.
Damn, I would love to eat some chocolate.
And you fuck her, and then she gives you chocolate.
That would Godiva be cool. Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. It's named after. Isn't there a bitch that rode a horse naked?
Yeah,
Lady Godiva.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's now, is she real or fictitious?
She's about Lady Godiva.
Godiva.
Yeah,
Lady Godiva.
She rides around. She's got the best pussy in town.
Oh yeah. Is she nude also?
Mm-hmm. That's how they know.
A guy because
you can see it and it looks awesome.
Can see it. Yeah, they can all see it.
And it's sloppy and just wet.
I would think that a guy gyna was like a trans person's good ass. Gyna. Mm-hmm. Good gyna.
Yeah, dude. Lady good gyna. A guy gyna is your ass.
That's, yeah. Not my ass.
No, just yours.
Or just, I guess, a guy's ass.
Yeah, trans. Why would it be a trans woman? That's a girl gyna.
Well, it's my girl.
Yeah, trans women have real vaginas, dude. There's no difference between the two. A guy gyna is what you have.
Well,
yeah.
A trans woman
wouldn't have a guy gyna.
No, it becomes her clit.
Or her dick, depending on
her girl. It becomes her clit.
It's always
she
been
refers
that.
To it as a girl clit.
What do you mean she anything? Refers to it?
Or as
what are you implying, Adam?
What are you implying? What's your implication?
That they're making something up?
I'm not saying that.
Are you saying they're implying something?
I never said any of that.
You did, dude.
I'm sorry. Did you just say that trans people are implying that they're faking it?
They're not implying anything.
Why would a woman have a guy gyna, dude?
Well, if they're pre-op or post-op.
That's not what a woman has.
I would love to just force people into confessions all day long.
Like a priest?
No, like a shitty cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a cop trying to wrap up an investigation.
Look,
so he can
just
get home.
Just say you murdered her, and we'll drop all the child porn stuff.
Sign this confession, and you'll go home, and I'll give you $100.
We're going to take you to McDonald's, and you can meet Ronald.
Ronald.
What do you mean? I can't weed, though.
That's how he solves crimes. He just goes to a special ed school.
Right, yeah.
And he's like, all right, let
the
me get
best
four.
Cop on the force. It's got 100% clearance rate.
Take that one off the board.
Yeah. Just testifying in court. It was at this point that the defendant, Scooter, who I've identified earlier, confided in me that he committed all 37 of the murders in between 1981 and 1995 as outlined. So the defense attorney's like, so you didn't mean to tell me that he confidently assured you that these were not only separate murders that happened all across the country by different motives. One of them was just a woman that drowned in Turkey on vacation. And they were committed by him as serial acts over the last 35 years. Yes, I would like to say that is correct.
Scooter, would you like to affirm that? And keep in mind, meeting Ronald depends on your answer.
Meeting Ronald, that's a test. And the prosecutor is like, he's being judged by a jury of his peers, and it's also other retarded people. And then I'm looking at them, I'm like, McDonald's.
Ronald. Who wants to be Ronald?
They're like, we find the defendant McDonald's. And they're like, no, it's guilty or not guilty. Which one means we get to go to McDonald's?
Guilty. Guilty.
Guilty. Say guilty so we can go. Guilty. And then the kicker, you never bring them to McDonald's.
Yeah. Wow.
None of them ever get to
you
go.
You just
to
lie to them.
Yeah.
It's good police, though. That is
good police.
Good police
work, man.
Yeah. You're
the
good
way they
police.
Taught you in the academy.
Uh-huh.
The way they just, the fucking basics, baby.
Mm.
I gotta piss. You gotta piss?
Yeah.
Why don't you piss into my ass?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you piss into his ass?
No answer for that one.
For that? Probably.
Got him.
His dick will get too hard to piss at the sight of an asshole. I can't go.
I can't do it, man.
My dick's too hard.
Come on, hurry up, dude. I'm tired of holding
I'm
my ass open.
I'm trying to hold my ass open so you can piss in it. As a favor to
as
you.
As a friend, dude.
As a friend.
But you keep getting turned
you
on.
You keep getting turned
by
on.
My by my hairy man's
by
ass.
By a man's hole. Because you're gay. Got him.
Got classic.
Classic.
Textbook.
A classic get. I'm surprised people. It's got to end soon.
What?
People listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think so.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I thought the second we started the show.
Mm.
But, you know, we keep. I mean, we'll probably say Adam's too gay to piss in my ass in like 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying?
Nothing. We decided to end the show forever while you were in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Damn, that.
Before Canada or after?
I guess we do.
Just
we
right
go to
now.
Canada.
We have to
Canada's
go to Canada.
The farewell tour.
That would be funny.
Mm-hmm.
We don't
we
tell
all,
anyone.
We should dress up like the Eagles.
Oh, that, yeah.
Just try to play their music. Instead of doing the stand-up show and the live podcast, without any practice, we try to play the Eagles songs.
I'll be drumming some horrible at drums.
Take it easy.
No, I'm Don Henley. I already saw.
Is Don Henley drums?
Drums and vocals.
Oh, he what?
He doubles up, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
He drummed and vocal?
Yeah, yeah. That's always very cool when a drummer
sings. That's awesome
sings.
When people do
the
that
guy
shit.
From the band that did that. Yeah, other people.
Who
Phil,
else?
Phil Collins.
That's cool.
Phil Collins was the drummer
that's
in Genesis.
That's some wild-ass rhythm. You yeah. can't do that, Nick. I'm the only one with the kind of rhythm for that.
I already decided I don't want to be in the Eagles anymore.
Who's the coolest guy other than Don Henley?
Glenn Frey.
He's dead. He also made The Heat Is On from the Beverly Hills Cop
oh,
soundtrack.
Oh, damn, I'm him.
Another Don Simpson classic, by the way.
That is good stuff.
You know they were up in the
suck
Hollywood
me
Hills.
Easy.
Wearing
suck
all
me
white,
easy.
Doing cocaine in the middle of the day.
The dream.
Studio sessions.
Maybe the we could just start a production. Maybe we just start become movie producers.
Yeah.
What do you need to be a movie producer?
I don't know, but I need to get the day going here.
All right.
Nice.
Later. Bye, guys. We're in Canada.
Yeah, come see us in Canada.
Come see us in Canada.
Cometown.events. Cometown.